According to Morningstar, the passive investing movement gained steam last year, this putting pressure on its active peers. And we're joined on the line now by the Deputy MD of Investec Asset Management, Sangeet Suna, for more detail on how active fund managers will survive in the current environment. Thanks so much for joining us on the line, Sangeet. So fund managers expect about 25% of global assets to be allocated to passively managed funds within the next 4 years. Are you worried about the projected pressure that's going to come from the rise of passive investment?
Good evening, Alicia. Thank you for having me. So, yes, I mean, there certainly has been a big move to passive investing globally. I think for us in the South African environment in particular, we still see South Africa as a very alpha-rich environment. And what that means is we still see a lot of stocks and businesses in South Africa which are not necessarily fairly valued. And in that, we see a significant amount of value that we can add as an active manager in the South African environment.
Mm-hmm. Having said that, Sangeet, I mean, what pressure is the industry feeling right now? We certainly start to see some of it filter through on the various asset managers' balance sheets the last time they reported earnings.
Yeah, look, I mean, I think, you know, what passive funds do is that they clearly make you a lot sharper in what you're trying to deliver. But they also separate those managers who are really active and those managers who are, call them closet index managers. And I think there's a lot more pressure on managers who are closet index managers and a move away from those managers into managers who are a lot more active. And you know, there's a big focus on costs, and given the return environment in South Africa, that is understandable. But I think what's important, and a lot of people do actually recognize in the South African environment, is that there's a difference between cost and value. You know, it's all good and well investing in something because it's cheap. But if you're getting some real value out of it from an active manager, you know, I think people see the benefit of that. And so if nothing else, people are being more discerning in choosing between active managers who actually do what they say they do rather than active managers who are closer to an index or who are closer to passive type of investments.
So, Sangeet, what kind of shifts are you starting to see as active managers start to then leverage off some of the opportunity that arises from the shift towards a passive so that investors can start to once again see the merits of active management and I guess, you know, the evidence needing to be performance or outperformance at the end of the day?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think if you look at active managers, the problem is that there's been a lot of managers in South Africa. So if you look at the equity sector as an example in South Africa, there's probably in the region of 180 funds. So it does become quite difficult for people to choose between those 180 funds. And this is really the value of using a good financial advisor, because they can help you weed through those 180 funds, choose the guys who have a good track record, who have proven and have evidence of outperforming over the long term. You know, the debate on active passive tends to vary depending on who you're speaking to, and people seem to cherry pick what period works for them. But you know, the reality is that people investing in equity funds generally have greater than a 20-year time horizon, yet they end up measuring whether an active manager outperforms over 3 months or 6 months or 1 year. And that is definitely not the right way to be able to determine whether active managers have outperformed.
Yeah.
Ideally, you want to look at it over a long period of time. And actually, long periods of time is probably in the region of 10 to 20 years rather than 1, 2, or 3 years. And whatever you've chosen, together with your financial advisor, you've got to make sure that you stick to that process or to that manager. And certainly a lot of value has been destroyed both South Africa and globally by people chopping and changing and trying to choose last year's best performer.
Aside from choosing the best performer, Sangeet, what influences those decisions as well or has come to influence those decisions as well is fees. I mean, that's been in part responsible for the aversion to active in the current climate where the pressure to keep investment costs down has seen this proliferation of passive fund managers. So is there a concerted effort to keep those lower in a bid to win back favor?
Yeah, look, I mean, I think fees for active managers have been coming down to an extent. You know, I think part of that is largely driven by kind of lower costs in these type of environments. But what is probably counterintuitive is that active managers tend to do a lot better in more difficult situations, and that's generally the time where people are moving into low-cost type of investments. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if you think about it, you know, in an environment where equity markets are giving you 3 or 4% returns, you know, if active managers are able to really outperform in these periods, you know, it's possible that they give you in the region of 8 or 9%. Now, 4% additional returns in an environment where you're only getting 3 to 4% is a significant pickup in returns. And so you've got to be very selective about when cost matters and when good value actually matters.
Sorry, Sangeeth, to interrupt, but very quickly, and not to, I don't want to put you on the spot here, but how exactly are you exploiting some of the inefficiencies that you alluded to in the market?
So a lot of it is about forward-looking, good fundamental analysis, and to continue to do what you say you do. And so a big part of what good active managers do is make sure they've got a process that works, they follow a set philosophy, and they continue to do that with small changes over time, adapting to the market conditions. But ultimately, you know, it's about forward-looking rather than investing in indices, which are actually backward-looking investment methods.
Well, with that viewpoint, let's leave it there, Sangeeth. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Sangeeth Sunath from Investec Asset Management.